Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio and on the Be Wisdom Radio Network. And I'm a hypnotherapist, an NLP practitioner, a published author, and I have several new CDs out. And one is called Letting Go. And the other one, it's about letting go, but what we're really letting go is in the subliminal, but it's the stuff that we hear every day. And there's a lot of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, that goes on every day that people hear, and we don't even understand we're hearing it. And that's what has some of our subliminal stuff ingrained. And something I'm really starting to understand is I read a lot and I pay attention to what people write. And I pay attention for my own self because it is, they say the word practice and work and working through things. And in the subliminal landscape and in your DNA, work and practice are kind of drama things. When you say you're working through something, that really ingrains something in you and puts up a trepidation within inside yourself. And that is where the world and this all falls into challenge. When you choose to engage in what you're doing, things expand and you open up to a new paradigm to experience life with. And that's what happens in life is when you choose to engage, you expand because you're engaging in who you are. And we're too much practicing forgiveness and all the other spiritual stuff instead of engaging in who we are. Because everything that happens in your life happens in the present moment. And it happens, and it's always been in the present moment, because what happened yesterday doesn't matter. And what happened at the beginning doesn't matter, because everything is in divine order. And in order to expand your life and enrich your daily experiences, it's understanding that listening with vision, speaking your vision, and the people you encounter, you express your vision and listen to their wisdom, because there really isn't any negativity in the world, because the pessimism you hear that day is the pessimism inside you looking for light and enrich to expand you out of it. It's looking for a way to expand you out of it. And that's where people really, really fall into challenge. Is we try to take everything, everybody, seriously. And all it is words, and it's how are they to expand your journey and enrich your life. That's what this is all about, is expanding your life through other people. And that's what this is about. And tonight, I'm going to play the 5 minutes of my Letting Go CD so you people can hear what it's all about. So I'm going to play the 5 minutes of Letting Go and be right back, and we'll talk about it.
I want your conscious mind to see you sitting by a mountain stream in a pristine mountain valley. And you see the elk and the deer across the way, laying in the brilliant, bright sunlight, sunning themselves, sleeping and relaxing. Your conscious mind hears the stream. You go deeper and deeper into relaxation. As you see the stream come from off the mountain down to where you're sitting and going down, as you're looking, you go deeper and deeper into relaxation. That's right. You're relaxed, you're open, and you're receptive to this letting go, letting God, and expanding into your desired life. Your heart is open, your mind is open, your spirit, soul, DNA are all open to expanding into your desired life. Now let's let go. And as you watch the mountain stream, you go deeper and deeper. You're as relaxed as a deer in elk, sleeping in the brilliant sunlight. That's right. Now we're going to let go of all the self-control that society, the school system, the corporation, and the government have on your abilities to expand. That's right. I want you to sit back and relax, because I want to talk to that subconscious mind, heart, soul, spirit, DNA, all the cells in your body, all the tissues, all your bones, every part of your being. I choose to talk to, because we're going to let go of that. And I want you to close your hands. That's right. Close your hands. That's right. And in the silence between my words, you go deeper and deeper into relaxation. And you're really open and willing to release and let go. Let God and expand. That's right. So I want you to close your hands, and I want you to start at the bottom of your feet. I want you to bring up all the self-control you have within you. That's right. You're feeling the release. Start at your feet. Up through your ankles. That's right. It's going through the calves of your legs. You just feel release and freedom and sovereign. You feel the sovereignty in your legs. That's right. Sovereignty is the highest freedom in the world. And you are a free, sapient sage to experience your life. Now you just feel that going through your thighs. Start at your root chakra, going through all your chakras, and it's going into your shoulders and out into your hands. And you feel that going in, and your hands, you're clenching them, and it's going up through your back, up through your spine, around the top of your head, and you're just starting to feel the release and the letting go. That's right. All that self-control and disparaging words and all the society control, the corporate control, and your self-control and your limiting beliefs, because you're letting go. And you feel it going down through your shoulders, going down through your biceps, into your elbows, down into your hands. That's right. Just keep letting go in your tissues, your cells, your DNA. That's right. It's just letting go. And you're getting deeper and deeper. The more you let go, the deeper into relaxation you go. And you just hear that mountain stream flowing by. That's right. And all the pain, anger, frustration, stress is in your hands, and you're just clutching, and you're just got all the stealth control and society's control and the corporate control in your hands, and you're just clenching them tight, and you got it. And when you're ready, you just open your hands.
And that's my Letting Go CD. That's 5 minutes of the Letting Go CD. And what we're really talking about is you got to let go of thinking everything is going to be perfect and going into any situation, conversation with an idea. And you want to go into it with listening in a way to expand you. Because whatever the other person says, that's what they think about themselves. But there's just one or two words inside what they're saying that will expand you. And when you choose to let go of practicing spirituality and start engaging in your spirituality and your wholesomeness and expressing your wisdom, because everybody is super, super wise for their journey. It's trying to put yourself against a scholar or putting yourself in somebody else's. That's where the world is really, really in challenge right now, because nobody has any idea on how to expand out of what's happening. And everything we've done for the last 50, since the beginning of a time, has the human way of living really changed? Or it's never changed. It stayed in the same mold mundane. The rich get this, and if I was rich, I could do this, and if I was this, I could do that. Wisdom is money. It's wealth, innovation, sapient, determined, omnipotent, monarch living your life today. But when you choose to engage in your own wisdom, in your expansion, and let go of all the fantastic words like sacrifice and practice, I'm working through this. Let go of them words and start really engaging in listening and expressing your vision. Open out that heart wisdom significance within yourself and let that heart speak to the world and expand who you are. Because when you choose to listen with an openness within you, you expand your life. And I'm really starting to understand this. And when you listen, and no matter what the other person is saying or what is being said, the pessimism you have within inside you and you hear that day, if you're hearing something in a pessimistic way, that is the pessimism within you that is to be expanded out of. You hear specific things every day in a certain way that is looking for your expansion to live your desired life. And that's what life is all about. It's living and engaging in yourself and in your own journey and looking at everything that happens in life for your own personal energized expansion. You really open up to engage in your life and be a participant. You know, that's the thing about this. People practice to play the game to win the championship like UConn did last night. But here's the thing. The game is played in practice, because if you allow the things in practice to be mediocre, they happen in mediocrity. So it's being willing to be engaged in your game of life 24/7 in a relaxed way, because when you're relaxed, you're open. In silence, you're in the grandeur. And when you're noisy on the inner life, when you're noisy on the inside, your life is in chaos on the outside. That is something that I'm really starting to understand. And I really, by letting go of the words that people say, my life has really expanded in a new way. And that is what's good about life, is because you can play the game every day. Some days you're the tiger on the prowl. The next day you're the mouse running in the corner. But however, whenever you're in trepidation and upset, that is when the wisdom is flowing from within, because you're featuring an old pattern and an old paradox. And that's what happens. When you start on this journey and you really engage in who you are, there's things within yourself that are going to leave and you don't even understand it. And we're unwilling to be confused when we're having a day of upset or just things that are really upsetting. And, you know, this is something that happened this week. I had a computer crash. 6 o'clock Monday or Sunday morning, it was working. 6:01, it wasn't working. It crashed. And with everything it is, I was really, really being apprehensive. But all the time through this, it was the best thing that happened. I've got a nice new computer, a new LED screen to write on. So God and the universe have something in store for me, because when you're in the smallest and in the biggest challenge, they'll have things go. So you have to buy the new, accept the new in the challenge to have the greatness when it comes out. And that's what life is about. It's about being willing to engage. And in all this, I got laid off yesterday, but in all this, all I'm getting for a message is trust God and the universe. Me, I've always been one of them that had to be kind of pushy and making things happen. But God and the universe over the last 8 years and all the planets, they have taken that away from me. They're making me learn how to relax and be patient. And patience is the greatest builder there is. And just to help everything along, I bought an external CD where I could put one of my old external hard drive things. I could put my CD in, and it didn't work today. So I had to take it all down, take it back to the computer shop, and get it all fixed. But however, all my writings are intact, so I guess I win. Because I was willing to engage in the journey of this. If everybody has it. This country is so resilient and so much wisdom stored up in people that if it was a nuclear powerhouse, it would be glowing. Because we have nuclear visions all over this country. Every human being has them. But however, we're so afraid that if we show wisdom, people are going to make fun of us. As long as somebody's making fun of you and talking about you, you're winning your game of life. And that's what this is about, is winning your game of life. Life is free when you're engaged. Life is expensive when you're disengaged. You know, every time I've ever done something and I become disengaged and tried to stay mundane and just try to go with the flow, things have happened. And it's the egotistical arrogance of people that has the world in the trepidation it's in, and the unwillingness to be made fun of and laughed at because of your wisdom. You know, everybody thinks Microsoft is an overnight success, but Microsoft, Bill Gates started at the age of 15 playing with computers, sneaking into the University of Washington and things like that. Bill Gates was actually a long time. It was probably, I think, 15 years. And that's the thing I'm starting to understand. I've been on this journey since 1998 extensively, really extensively. And I'm starting to understand it takes between 10 and 15 years for this expansion, because we're trying to, that's the word. I was trying to be spiritual, trying to be all this, yet I was trying to stay safe inside my little mundane life. And that is where I really have, in the last 3 years, that's when I really started featuring it. And God in the universe brought some people for mirrors in front of me. And I thought it was them, but actually, they were mirrors of me. That's where I really, really had to open up and see that. And it took me a year or so to see this, because what I didn't like in them was me. And I see a lot of myself in them people now. And it isn't that they're good people. They really are, but they were just very hard people. And they stood very much in their own way, and that's what I did. I was wanting to be combative because of who I thought my training was more omnipotent, but that isn't it. They were put in front of me for me to learn and expand through life rather than be engaged in what was wrong, and I wasn't this and this wasn't that. That's all a bunch of garbage. Life has always been in divine order. And life always will be in divine order. Everything that's happened in your life is in divine order. It's when we get into thinking about what we should have, could have, would have done, and we think we have a past and we have to expand out of it. We have no past and we have nothing to expand out of. We have wisdom in front of us to see, experience, feel, breathe, touch, smell, taste, and engage in. The wisest people in the world are the ones that don't think they have the wisdom and the grit and the grandeur to go forward. And yet, they're the ones that have the wisdom and innovation. God, He is kind of a unique God. People are made very unique. Because how come a football player that's 6'4", weighs 240, picks on 150, 160-pound, highly intellectual individual? Because it makes him feel good, because subliminally and in the inner landscape, he knows he doesn't match up in the spiritual and in the metaphysical realm of life. So that sends trepidation into his subliminal. It's taken me a long time to understand this. People only pick on people that they fear on the inside. Just because somebody's 6'3" and can play football, that doesn't mean they're intellectually or subliminally secure. A lot of them are insecure once they get away from the NFL or out of football. And see, it's the arrogance they have because they got pampered all the way through high school. And one of the mischievous kids, they always get in trouble. And the nerd, they don't, that's the wrong word, they're highly intellectual people, and there's no such thing as a nerd. And but they get through life, but when they hit the real life, you know, it's the ones, the kids that get in trouble in high school and know how to get through things are the ones that make it in life. And that is kind of a far-fetched thing, but if you look at it, and the Animal House was a perfect example of that. The house that got threw out of trouble, in a lot of trouble, disbanded, kicked out, they become doctors, politicians, and things like that. And those Tootie Good Shoes, I call them, they all ended up in a bad way. And, you know, it's nothing about that, but life is about, it's kind of having a sapient orneriness within you where you're ornery enough to get into a challenge, but you're sapient enough to expand out of the challenge. And you let your grit and wit get you through it. And that's what life is. It's about, because when you get into something, you had to engage in it to do it. And that's what life is all about, is engaging in who you are. Because once you find out the most fantastic person in the world is you, everybody else becomes fantastic in their own way. The only wisdom required for your life is within you. It's just waiting for you to bring it forth, to express it and listen to it and tell the world who you are and where you're going. That's what life is all about, is expressing it. It's about a journey of expanding wisdom. And when your wisdom is expanding, your pocketbook expands. And the pocketbook could be love, but you expand in every facet because you become secure in who you are on the inside. That's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching has opened up into. It's about allowing people a place and a way to engage in their inner core grandeur. And there is a jubilee of wisdom inside of you, just waiting to celebrate a life that's beyond your wildest means in every way. And that is something. How would it feel to express a jubilee of wisdom? Just being on the merry-go-round of life with a never-ending wind, with a whirling, twirling, riding that horse on the merry-go-round of success. Because when you're going in, if your wisdom is always in a circular motion, it's without end. It's when you let the trepidation of life get in the way. Because whatever happens in life just happens in life. But however, it's happening in divine order. And it's put there for life-expanding wisdom experiences. And that's what we're afraid to do nowadays, is get out and experience life. You know, when this country was a baby and people were going from the East Coast to the West Coast, there was a vision of getting there. We've become too citified in our way because we're waiting for somebody else to do it and we're always waiting for a convenience to do it. That is what's really slowing us down in life. Freedom comes to those who are willing to engage. And you never lose in life. You just create a wisdom expanding experience that really opens you up. And where is the wisdom? It's inside you. And you want to free up the chest area because that's where the heart is. And how is it that your everyday life is your inner self? You want to ask yourself some questions on the inside that really engage you, because it's when you open up to see that everyday life you walk in, the people you meet, they're not there just to have a conversation. They're going to say one or two words that open you out to a new paradigm when you listen with your vision in mind. And what does heart, wisdom, vision open up within you? I love heart, wisdom, vision. What does that open up for you? See, you can go to all these step-by-step programs, but when you ask, what is your heart, wisdom, vision? What does that do to you? And how do you have the patience, determination, and the commitment to allow it to, and allow yourself to expand into it? See, that's the thing. I've really paid attention over the last 3 years to what is going on. And we all are trying to feel good in the same spiritual realm that we lived in. Only thing is, we're trying to feel good with the same subliminal landscape and DNA. And that's what is really, really asking to be expanded. And when you choose to engage in yourself, you're minding your own business, and who are you really paying attention to? You. When you're paying attention and you're opening out your soul, looking for your soulmate, when you mate with your soulmate appears. Because the only soul you're really looking to mate with is your own. And that's by letting go of all the humanness we have that I have to be smarter. For your journey, you're the wisest person in it. Everybody else is an innocent, is in the grandstands just cheering you on. And when you hear that one or two nuggets of wisdom that send a chill down your backbone, that is the wisdom. And ask yourself, how will I expand out of that? And how will I expand this vision? By listening. Because I'm really starting to understand, when I listen, life is easy. When I talk, I get in trouble. And I'm good at that. And I've done that more than once. And anyway, here's the thing about life. It's an experience. It's an edifying experience, enriching your spirit for your next journey. This is a precursor to your next journey. And whatever that is. And how is this journey? When you're going to look into your legacy, how would you write your legacy today? And how would you like this spiritual journey to expand and enrich your next life starting now? What would you rather not experience? What would you like to be free of when you choose to experience your next journey? And now I'm going to give out my website. It's www.cowboy-wisdom.com. My number is 702-755-9410. My email is cwbywsdm@gmail.com. And my other one, Rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And I also want to talk about Be Wisdom Publishing, Be Wisdom, where you can get all my CDs, Money is My Friend, The Visions of a Cowboy. And I want to also acknowledge Tom Ski at BeFirstInc.com and BeFirst Marketing. And also All Tied Up Productions, where Tom promotes people. And that's what Be Wisdom Publishing is about. When we sign authors, we're going to promote them through radio and every other form we can do. And this is about opening out the leaders of the world from that people haven't had the privilege of encountering yet. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Coaching, Be First Inc., Be Wisdom, and All Tied Up Productions is all about. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for being on the show. And I really appreciate all the listeners, people who listen to the archives, and all my guests. This is my honor and privilege. And the intention of Cowboy Wisdom Radio and coaching is to expand the innovation within people so they can choose and experience the life they choose their way. And anyway, good night. Tomorrow night, Barbara Hofstadter is my guest, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you.